Good morning and a good moyed. We are continuing with the halacha of Sfiras Omer. Let's talk about the halacha of mitzvah Sfiras Kavana. There is a machlokes in the Gemara whether when a person does a mitzvah, a person has to have kavana or not. Now, kavana over here does not mean being aware that they're doing the action. A person has to be aware that they're doing the action. That otherwise, it's called a misasik. The question is, a person is doing the action, but he's not doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So a person is eating matzah, but not thinking about the fact that it's Hashem's commandment to eat matzah. A person is blowing the shofar, and he's doing that intentionally, but his purpose is he likes the sound of the music of the shofar. So according to one opinion, you've done the ma'aseh, the mitzvah, and therefore, with understanding that you're doing it, you had intent to do the action, you weren't a misasek. Give an example of a misasek would be the person had the shofar near his lips and he was practicing, let's say, how to purse his lips to be able to play, to blow. So he put his lips together and he's making the blowing out the air and training himself. And meanwhile, some of the air went into the shofar and made a sound. He had no intent to make the sound at all. So that's called misasek, and you're not yotzei. But he had intent to hear that he was not a misasik. He intentionally was making the sound, but the purpose was because he liked the shir, he liked the music of the shofar. So one opinion says yotze, he did the ma'aseh mitzvah, he's yotze. One opinion says that no, the person has to do it with the kavana to fulfill the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he didn't do that; it wasn't his intent, so he's not yotze. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach, or Chaim Simon Samach, says that, brings both opinions. It says, we paskin mitzvah sichas kavana. The mitzvahs require kavana, means a person does a mitzvah without intent for the purpose of the mitzvah. He's not yotzei. Now, what intent does he have to have? So the Aruch HaShulchan points out, he has to think two words, l'shem mitzvah. He doesn't have to have any fancy Kabbalistic l'shem yichud kutshu b'richu. He just has to think two words. I'm doing this because it's Hashem's command. L'shem mitzvah. Fine. Now, what about by drabonans? Do we pass him by drabonans mitzvah shichas kavana? So the Magen Aram says by drabonans we pass mitzvah ain't shichas kavana. That there's no dinner kavana by mitzvah drabonan. So the Gra asks on the Magen Aram that we see over here by Svira, it says that you have to have Kavanah to be Yotze the Mitzvah. So we see that Mitzvah Sirchus Kavanah applies by Svira, even though most Poskim hold nowadays Svira is Drabonah. And therefore the assumption is that the Magen Aram meant that since it's a Machlokes, so it's a Sophic, so by the Raisha you have to be Macher, by the Drabonah, B'diavad you can be Mekel. But everybody holds at least the Chavkila person should have Kavanah to do it the Shem Mitzvah. There's a chayadim. The chayadim says when a person does a mitzvah and it's obvious from how he's doing the mitzvah that he's doing it because of Hashem's command, that's also a fulfillment of mitzvah shichas kavana. So he says most people don't get up in the morning and put black boxes with black straps made out of leather on their bodies. Only Jews do that because there's a mitzvah putting on tefillin. So it's pretty obvious why you're doing it. So therefore over there, it's obvious in your action you're doing because of the mitzvahs, that's sufficient to fulfill the requirement of mitzvah shichas kavana. Let's say a person ate a meal, and a person benches afterwards. Why are you saying this prayer afterwards? Because you want to thank Hashem. That's the mitzvah. Okay. Let's say your children are there also, and you bench with your children. So now it's not clear why you're doing it. Maybe you're doing it because you want to train your children. And not for the mitzvah purpose. Maybe you're doing because you want to do the mitzvah of benching. Not clear. There, mitzvah shichas kavana would be required. You have to have kavana. You should stop before you start benching with your children and say, I'm doing this to shei mitzvah. But if a person has no other reason at all to bench other than the mitzvah, it's obvious from his actions why he's doing it. So Sfira also, we make a bracha, Shir Kedoshono. Why are we doing this? Because the Shir Kedoshono, the bracha itself, creates the atmosphere of Kavana. So at least, in a B'di'evet for sure, we can rely on the fact that we had Kavana. Now, what about if a person doesn't count, but a person hears from somebody else? So we have a concept in Halacha of Shemeya Ka'ona. Hearing it is like you said it. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, well, you just fulfill the mitzvah. According to the Magen Aram, it's the Rabbanan, you fulfill the mitzvah by hearing it, even though you have no intent. So you should have explicit kavanah not to be yotzei. The person would say that nowadays we always, everybody counts on their own, which really is preferred. Svartim lachem, a person should count on his own. So therefore, it's obvious that that's your intent. You don't want to be yotzei with the person who's counting, and it's automatically that you have, as it were, negative intent not to be yotzei with that person. So now, if somebody asks you what day is tonight, so you can tell them what last night was. He says, you know, let's say, for example, it was day 7, so you can tell them last night was 6. So that's not a problem. You could tell them tonight is 7, excuse me, and have kavanah not to be yotzei. But maybe that's not such a good idea, because maybe by mistake you might forget to have kavanah not to be yotzei, and you lose your bracha. You failed the mitzvah, you can't count with the bracha afterwards. You could say 7. I didn't say today is 7, so it's not a count of something, it's just it's a number, right? What day is today? 7. Even though it's in response to somebody's question, but what I did was not an act of counting. I'm not counting anything when I just say a number. Let's say I say 7, I don't say that, I don't mention the weeks, that it's 1 week. So we mentioned yesterday that the person has to count the days and the weeks, so he didn't count the days and the weeks, so he'd not be yotzei, and he'd be able to count afterwards with a bracha. So we have 4 options of how a person can do it. He could say the night before, he had kavanah not to be yotzei. He could not say the words hayom, he could just say a number. Or in a case where there's days and weeks, so if he leaves out one or the other, so he did not fulfill the mitzvah. He didn't be able to count afterwards with a bracha. Have a good day. Have a good night.